With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Five Republican presidential candidates return to the debate stage tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Miami.
It'll be the smallest debate stage so far following Mike Pence's exit from the campaign trail and Doug Burgum's failure to qualify. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who are tied for second place in Iowa, will be joined by Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Donald Trump, who continues to hold a commanding lead, is skipping the debate and will hold a rally here in South Florida. Tonight's debate can be seen on NBC and heard on the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Ivanka Trump takes the witness stand in the civil fraud trial that is publicly probing the Trump family business, a lawsuit that she was once named in but has since been dropped from. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ivanka Trump entered the New York courtroom with a confident high-heeled stride.
How are you feeling, Ivanka?
But without a comment. Ivanka Trump could not recall when asked about company finances. She had stopped working there to take a role in his presidency. Other times, she said she was not involved in preparing her father's financial statements. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who filed the lawsuit, says that's not true.
The facts will reveal that, in fact, that she was very much involved.
At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of Palestinians are streaming out of northern Gaza on foot in an accelerating exodus. Residents say Israeli forces are closing in on the center of Gaza City from multiple directions and that heavy airstrikes continue. Ground forces were reported to be within a kilometer of Shifa Hospital. The Israeli military says Hamas's main command center is located in and under the hospital, a claim Hamas denies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 40 points. This is SRN News. The nation's attorneys general are split on parental rights.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sexual harassment has killed a Catholic church in Baltimore. The archdiocese says it will end religious services at St. Benedict Church after its longtime pastor was recently suspended from ministry and no new priests are available. Pascal Morlino was dismissed because he admitted to making a payment several years ago to settle sexual harassment allegations by another man. This is SRN News. A strike in Las Vegas has been averted.
The Culinary Workers Union in Las Vegas has reached a tentative deal with casino giant Caesars Entertainment. The five-year deal announced by the union marks a major breakthrough after several months of unsuccessful negotiations. It comes just days before tens of thousands of hospitality workers could walk off the job and onto picket lines. Deals have still not been reached with MGM Resorts International and Wynn Resorts. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft and Meta have released initiatives designed to help voters know when they see a political ad containing altered images, video, or audio. Meta owns Facebook and Instagram and says it will put labels on political ads created using artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, Microsoft has unveiled new tools intended to help voters and candidates know if ads have been altered. Tech companies have been criticized for not doing more to address the risks of AI. More details at SRNNews.com.